It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, live from the Racing Boys studio here in Kansas City, Missouri. Austin O'Neill, producer extraordinaire, joining us on the show today as well. Kirk Elliott hanging out with us here at the studio. Got a lot to talk about today. We're going to have a great show lined up for you today. First of all, we are going to have Aaron Reitzel join us here in about 15 minutes, talk about his win down at I-30 Speedway. Pretty great race down there between him and Blake Hahn, man. Slide job city between those two drivers. We'll talk to Aaron Reitzel here in about 15, 20 minutes. And then also, news just came down, and that the race down at Lake Ozark Speedway, the inaugural Power Eye 410 race has been canceled down at Lake Ozark Speedway. And originally we had Alan Staley lined up to join us on the show, but he is super busy right now taking care of his obligations with Power Eye. And Kenny Brown is going to join us. So we'll talk to Kenny Brown about what's going on down at Lake Ozark Speedway and what's going on with Power Eye. Bummer, I was going to go down there this weekend and watch the 410 race. I don't know, Austin and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air just a moment ago that we were kind of trying to figure out how many cars we were going to have. And Austin, you said that they canceled. What race did they cancel?
It was a 410 race at Burlington, Iowa. I believe it might have been an IRA show.
IRA race. So we might. I don't know how many cars. How many you think they would have had down at Lake Ozark Speedway? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think they were going to have somewhere around 20 to 25 cars. What do you think? With the cancellation of that race, those guys might have come over there to run.
Yeah, I think if the events that were planned for this weekend would have went on, I think you could have probably seen 18 to 22.
You think anybody would have come down? Some of the Knoxville guys would have came down there and ran. You think Brian Brown would have ran over there?
No, I don't think Brian would have went after his experience last year at the lake.
He got upside down, didn't he?
Yeah, and the track was just stupid rough. I mean, we were flipping cars. We went, how many tries was it? 10 tries to make one lap. Yeah. I was victim of one of them. I know Matt Kennington
was. You got upside down that night, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I killed that car. We don't try and talk about it, though.
Oh. Just don't talk about it. Please, I don't want to talk about me spending money.
Yeah, no. Well, I was fixing our streams over here, and I saw Chad Kelly. I know it's kind of off topic. Talk about the Hoosier tire increase, and that's just more money I'm going to spend, but we can talk about that here in a second.
We'll get into that here in a moment, but I think it was going to be a pretty good. You know, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Power Eye in the 410 races. I believe that you're going to see some of the guys that have been running 360s around here for a good period of time. I think you're going to see a few of those guys buy some 410s so they can run these Power Eye races. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect thing for our 360 guys to do that, right?
Yeah.
You know, their closest race was, you know, they can go race Knoxville, but that's just an extraordinary amount of money to go up there and try and do that. Yeah. You can go run MOA, but that's over in Illinois, so you have to travel 4 to 6 hours every week.
Yeah.
And then there really wasn't a touring series around here. I mean, you could catch Outlaws and the All-Stars when they came into town, but that was what? 6 times a year, 8 times a year?
Yeah.
And that,
right.
It wouldn't make sense to try and buy a motor for that. And now you can run the co-sanctioned races with Power Eye because they do co-sanction All-Stars and Outlaw races with them.
Right.
And then you can run, you know, 20, 25, you know, local races around here, and, you know, you get to race for a little bit more money on a higher stage. And, I mean, that's what the 360 guys want to do, and it's perfect deal for them.
To me, to be honest with you, I think the timing's right for Kenny Brown to start this 410 series. Don't you think so? Because, as much as I love 360 racing, because I've been a part of it for the last 13 years, traveling up and down the road with the National Tour, I see a little momentum on the 410 side of things right now.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me on that?
Well, you mean, you just look at, the Outlaws have always been popular, but, I mean, look at the
All-Stars.
Yeah, the All-Stars. I mean, those have been popular for years, right. But just look at the amount of exposure they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, we can thank Kyle Larson for that, but And it was perfect time because, you know, Missouri didn't really have a 410 series. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to say it's not always based in Missouri, but Missouri region, there wasn't always a 410 series. And now we have that. And now it's just, you know, you get to run your 360 stuff. And now you can also have the 410s to run too. And it's just, it's what a race fan wants to see, right?
Yeah. You know, what I remember, right, back in the day, you know, Savannah Speedway, just north of St. Joe, northeast, I think it is, of St. Joe, they ran a weekly show with 410s up there. Do you remember that? No way you remember that. You never heard of Savannah?
Nope.
I finished seventh in points there and didn't run all the races in 1987. You weren't even born. What year were you born?
2003. That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, man. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun racing up there. They used to run 410s up there weekly. So that was back in the day. That was a long time ago. I can't even remember. Does anybody out there that's listening to the show, do you remember what year Savannah Speedway closed? I can't remember what year it was. For whatever reason, I just can't remember what year it was. Let's talk a little bit about tires. As much as we hate to keep beating the drum about tires, we're going to have a serious issue this year, bud.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be good.
We sound like a broken record sometimes as much as we talk about tires. Well, but
listen.
It's a big thing going on right now.
It's maybe the biggest thing going on in our sport right now.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, Sam said that Brown's going to Lawton to run with the Outlaws. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I was surprised to see him do that, but.
Lawton's not that far away.
No. Is it? It's by Oklahoma City, isn't it?
It's about an hour outside of Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
So
that's not too bad.
It takes you 7-8 hours to get there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not an easy drive, but it is what it is. So let's get back to these tires real quick. What do you think is going to happen? You know, I was talking to Tommy Hahn, who's one of my best friends, man. I just love Tommy Hahn to death. And I talked to him this morning on the phone, and he's like me. He thinks we're going to have a serious problem when we get to July and August, man. I'll say this now. I'll put it out there. I will not be surprised to see some races canceled this summer because
we
there's
no
tires.
One.
Right.
You know, and it's just, we talked about this about a month ago, and I'm like, well, we probably won't see it right now. We'll see it, like you just said, you know, in the summertime. And we already saw one cancellation. Yes, it had weather to do with it, but still half of that was tires. And,
right.
You know, a parts store out in Pennsylvania just put a post out on Facebook today that they got an email from Hoosier this morning saying that the tires were even increased even more overnight, and it's effective immediately.
Right.
They didn't have the medium right rears, which is what ASCS runs listed on there, but they did have our RD12s, which is our left rear compound, and it went up from like $280 to $317. It's almost a $40 increase right
now.
Now,
what did you pay for that same tire 2 years ago?
So when I first started racing sprint cars in 2019, you could buy a right rear tire for $210.
Yeah.
And a left rear for about $230.
What's the right rear now?
The left rear is $317. The right rear is about $275, $280.
Why is the left rear more?
I don't know. It's always been more. Why? It's always been more. I don't know why.
Wow.
I wish I knew, but.
There was a tire bulletin that came out with the Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, and they're going to a one tire rule.
They are. You know, it.
We'll talk to Kenny Brown about this.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple factors in what they can do to kind of prevent this. And then, you know, their tire rule with Extreme Midget Series is good. You know, it's going to help kind of, you know, limit how much we're going to use. But, I mean, you have, I don't know how many compounds they have for sprint cars at Hoosier. Let's say there's 12, and they're missing the chemical to make all these, right?
Right.
So
that's the real problem here.
It is. So yeah. Imagine you have 12 cups lined up here, and you got one bottle, and one bottle fills one cup to make that tire. Cup is a tire.
Yep, yep.
You take that and you spread it against 12, you have 12, you know, a cup full. So you just can't produce the tires, you know, I'm kind of saying there. So, you know, that's why you make one tire for everything, and that will fix your problem. Not fix it. It'll help prevent having this issue
again. You know,
again.
We need to get somebody on from Hoosier to talk to us.
We do.
You knew it. Maybe we get Justin Allgaier's dad on talk to about that.
Yeah, I mean, see, now we just hear what it's hearsay is what we say. You know,
right?
Now,
right.
If we can get somebody from the inside to kind of help us out here and give us the real reason and what's really going on, that'll make it even better for us.
Maybe that's what we need to do, is get a hold of Mike and see if he'll come on the show and talk about it. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Oh, Savannah closed in 2004. Has it been that many years ago? Steve, thank you so much for that. I can't believe it's been that many years ago. That's crazy. Anyway, here, Chad Kelly just said on the chat room, he said a micro right rear is $208. A micro right rear.
Yeah, and they only measure, 60 inches? That's half of a sprint car tire, and that's just ridiculous.
That is unbelievable. And they don't pay squat either.
No, I remember when I ran Sweet Springs, and if we had a full field, I made $100. That's it.
If you win?
If I won. If not, it was like $30. You at least earned your pit pass back. Yeah, you are always going to go in the hole.
Chad also said that same tire that's $208 now was $169.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for you, Chad. I feel bad for everybody.
Oh, listen, I'm going to say it right now, man. I truly believe that we're going to get some cancellations this summer because of a lack of tires. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I just said, we saw one race get shot down there in Jackson, and now it's gonna get worse. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to talk like that, but
let me ask you this. You think the one tire rule is gonna work, Austin?
Well, you know, after talking to Tommy yesterday and hearing his point on it,
right? You kind of think it might.
It works and it doesn't work. I mean, it has its benefits and it has its cons to it. I don't know. There's a lot of things that could work and not work. We just got to start trying stuff, really.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what the teams and the drivers think of, you know, this race at Farmer City with the midgets, you know, with Extreme Midget Series, and see what they think and, you know, what happens there. And we'll go to the ASCS race at, what's their next race? It should be coming up here soon.
Right.
And see what they think, you know.
As Chad said, too, you know, the 305 Nationals down there at Devil's Bowl was canceled because of tires.
Yeah, I mean, that's three races in 2 weeks.
And the season hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I hope that it doesn't get to that point, man. I hope that Hoosier can gather up the tires that we need to run all season long. Let's just hope that happens. I'm not confident that's going to happen, though. We'll just have to take a wait-and-see approach.
Kirk just passed me a note here. Tommy just called us. Tommy Hahn. And he said he heard from that Hoosier is going to do a one tire that's universal for everybody. So kind of like what I was saying earlier. So
really?
They make, let's say it's the Outlaw tire, which is an H15. That's what everybody's going to run, like an H15 right rear and whatever the left rear is. Now that they'll figure out the compounds and all that, but just kind of
so that's going to be across the board for all sprint car racing.
Yeah, well, I saw a post on Facebook from Wayne Johnson last night. He was dismounting all of his ASCS tires to put on his 410 tires for the Outlaws at Devil's Bowl and Lawton. So
right,
and one, it's a pain because you always got to constantly switch back and forth. And so, yeah, I mean, this one's going to make our lives a lot easier when we go run 360s and 410s, but it's just going to, you know, save our supply for a little bit.
I don't know, man. It's a puzzling situation. I don't understand why they can't get the chemical.
I don't know. I don't
what
know.
What is going on there?
I don't know if it comes from overseas or what, you know, where it comes from and why we have a shortage of it.
Yeah.
Like you said, hopefully we can get Allgaier on and figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to do that maybe next week if we can get Mike on. I don't know. We'll have to take a wait and see approach. Listen, if they make one tire that suits everybody, I'm not sure that's a good idea. I guess that's better than not having tires, right?
Right. It kind of goes back to my analogy earlier about having the cups full. You know,
right.
You try and spread that one bottle across the whole table of tires, and you just can't, you don't have enough supply and chemical to make your tire. So if you take all that and put it into one, you know, that's just, that takes that extra source it's going to one, and it should just make your supply, you know, better, right? That's just my, that's my thought. I don't know.
See,
but
I didn't know all this. Chad just gave me another little tidbit of information here. He said the plant that burned in Texas made it, and we don't have another plant. So,
wow, they're just having a heck of a day.
Yeah.
They can't get chemical. Their plant's burning down. I don't know. Poor who. I feel bad for them, but
yeah, no doubt, man.
I mean, everything is, I mean, we see daily, you know, everything's just kind of, I don't say falling apart, but changing, you know?
Yep. Well, that's going to be a bummer if that ends up happening over the summer. I would hate to see that happen where we have to cancel races because there's not enough tires. But I hope Tommy's right. I hope they have, they make one tire and there's enough of them that everybody can race all summer long. Not sure how that's going to work. When people are used to running an ASCS tire and then they got to go to a new tire, that, there's a whole learning curve involved with getting using a brand new tire, right?
Right. You know, so in ASCS, you can run any lifter you want. You can run an RD12, which is kind of soft, or you can run an H12, which has an extra rubber band in the middle of it that keeps the tire kind of flat. Mm-hmm. It's, you're supposed to run it at Knoxville, and it's a 410 lifter too. So, you know, people say there's a difference between the setup between both tires. I ran both. I couldn't tell a difference. So, I mean, yes, yeah, some teams might feel difference and some teams might not. If you kind of keep it close to, I would say anywhere between the medium and the H15, somewhere mm-hmm. close in there, and it shouldn't affect us too much. You know, what they could also do is, you know, let produce the tires that we have now up until, let's say, July 1st. And then up to that point, start producing like that new tire, that new universal tire,
right?
And get your stock built up, and then at a later date release that tire, and let our teams run out all of our used stuff, and then buy new at that point when that new tire is released, when there's the stock is still high.
I see, man. I love it, Chad. I appreciate you giving us all this information. He said it caught fire during the ice storm. They made tons of plastic that go into tons of stuff. That's why we don't have Lunchable containers for a long time. So,
yeah. Yeah, just.
I didn't know we didn't have Lunchable containers.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, I used to. That's what I would eat on my way.
Did you eat Lunchables?
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome. Gotta have them.
Oscar? Which type?
I don't know. It's just whatever at the store. But yeah, they were. Because I would eat them on my way over here for lunch, and they were gone for a while. And
you couldn't eat them.
Now I had to start spending real money at fast food, and that's not fun.
Well, that's what you're eating now. What were you eating over there today?
Quick Trip.
You know, Quick Trip's food's coming around, isn't it?
I got a pizza. It's pretty good.
It's not as good as Casey's.
No.
Though, is it? Huh?
No, it sucks because the Casey's, so when I leave from school to come over here, I drive just...
Right past the Casey's.
No, I have to go north into town to go to Casey's, and I just drive south on the highway, and I drive by a Quick Trip.
So you won't go out of your way to get the pizza?
I never go out of my way. I don't... I can't drive away someplace to do something, then drive back by where I was already at to come to here or wherever else. I have to drive straight there. I can't go anywhere else.
You got some funny things going on in your head there, Austin.
I don't want to say I'm a weird person, but I'm not typical.
No. Hey, you know what this is? Non-typical. That's what we like about you, bud. That's what we love about you. All right. Well, let's take a break. When we come back. Today on Mostly Motorsports, our first guest is going to be Aaron Reitzel. He picked up the big win down there at I-30 Speedway. We'll talk to him about that. He's a three-time All-Star champion as well. He's also the 2015 Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour champion. I want to talk to him about that race down there at Little Rock, man. That was a great race between him and Blake Kahn. They were doing monster slide jobs. It was a lot of fun to watch. And we'll be watching a lot of video this weekend right here in the studio at Racing Boys. We'll be back with more Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back with Aaron Reitzel.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod M Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod M Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod M Supply has an assortment of Rod M's radius rods and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod M Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodmsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, live from the Racing Boys studio here in Kansas City, Missouri. And joining us now on the show is the three-time All-Star Circuit of Champions and the 2015 Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour Champion, Aaron Reitzel, joins us now on the show. Aaron, how you doing, bud?
Oh, not too bad. Just cruising down the road, heading to Lawton.
Is it raining on you right now?
Not right at this time, but it has been.
Yeah. Man, Aaron, let me just say this, that I remember back in the day when you first came out on the national tour with us, you and your dad were running up and down the road, and man, I so enjoyed watching you race, and I always knew that you were going to be one of the top drivers in the sprint car game, and it's turned out that way. You won the national championship in 15. You've won 3 All-Star Circuit of Championships. Sometimes you got to pinch yourself and just say, man, I've really made it in this game. Every now and again, do you have to do that?
It's such a humbling sport that as soon as you think you need to pinch yourself, you're all right on the backside of it. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I definitely do take a look and just really proud of everything that I've accomplished. And, you know, not just me, but everyone that supported me along the way and believed in me. And, you know, between my dad and Bob Miller and just everyone along the way and where I'm at now, it's definitely been a fun ride.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How's your dad doing anyway? I haven't spoke to your dad in a long time. How's he doing?
Oh, he's great. Between slow racing and Dirt Vision, it's spoiled him. He don't hardly leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same way. I've got a studio in here with four TVs, and I just sit in here. And, you know, I'm not traveling with the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour anymore after 13 years of doing that. And you know what? I want to go back to one time. I believe it was at Placerville. You were leading that race up there at Placerville with the National Tour, and it looked like you were on your way to victory. And I can't remember what happened, but you didn't end up winning that race. Do you remember that race?
Yeah, I think it started. I don't remember where exactly how it went down, but I know Wayne was leading and then got to him and passed him, and I think he got right back by me and ended up running second. It was looking good. Yeah, and then ended up not even, so that was, I don't even remember, I think that was 11, and then it still took a couple years until I was able to get a win.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've won a lot of races since then, and I want to talk about last weekend down at Little Rock. You hadn't been down there in a long time, but it sure didn't look like you hadn't been down there in a long time, man. There was one point during that race where you and Blake Hahn were really throwing some killer sliders for about four or five laps. Take us through that whole process right there, you and Blake putting those sliders on each other.
Yeah, it was an awesome I-30. I mean, you know, we were scheduled to go to Ohio, and luckily with this team and the way we're going to race, you know, we were scheduled to go to Ohio, and weather looked bad, and I-30 looked like it was a guarantee to get that race in. So we threw the 360 in and went over there, and it was awesome to get out there. And you know, I haven't been out there, and I think it's 5 years. I figured up and see Joe Clay and Tracy and all of them, and the track was just like the I-30 I remember first going to. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, the race played out cool. It was hard to pass. It was a chess match, really. You had to pick and choose when to slide, when not to slide. It was who could get back to the top and not get re-slid. And you know, it was definitely a dogfight there for a little bit. You know, I got the first straightaway chop from Blake, so then at that point I figured it was game on then.
Right.
You know, he set the tone of how he wanted to race, so it was game on, and I think it made it for a great show at least.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you, Aaron, you've done so much with your 410 program, right, with the All-Stars and the World of Outlaws and everything. How much different I hate to ask you this, but how much different do 360s drivers race you versus 410 drivers? Is there a huge difference in between those guys?
No, it's really not. I think it still just comes down to, you know, who you're racing. Some people just race different than others. And then, you know, I race those people different as well. It's like Donnie. It's like racing Donnie and Lance DeWeese. You don't put those guys in bad situations, or you just give them the respect they give you, because that's how they race everyone. So I think it's the same, you know, you race people how they race you. And I'd say it's the same. You got your, you know, like, it's like Gary Wright. You never raced Gary Wright really that hard, because he didn't race you that way. He didn't have to. He just drove by you.
Yeah, yeah. Gary Wright, one of my all-time favorite drivers, man. Such a great guy. I sure miss seeing him from time to time. I like to run into him whenever I have a chance to. He's such a great person and such a great ambassador to sprint car racing as well. Let me ask you this question. I know that you're doing the whole TRD thing, right? Is that 360 a TRD motor, or is that just on the 410 deal?
No, that's just on the 410 side.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because didn't they have a 360 program at one time?
I think they do, but I think that's more, I think that's, it's not an ASCS deal. It's like their Silver Crown deal or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Aaron, I can't believe that when you went down there and ran with the All-Stars, your rookie year, you win the championship and rookie of the year in your rookie year. Talk about that first year running with the All-Stars, and that had to be surreal that everything fell together the way it did that first year.
It's made everything a lot tougher ever since. I mean, we just, you know, we unloaded at BRM, and our third race out, we won an Outlaw show, and then, you know, we were just winning All-Star shows and won the championship. And, you know, our goals were nothing what we achieved, that's for sure. And it was just unbelievable. Everything just clicked. And then it was, you know, it kind of went the way that Mike and Josh went about it, where they let, you know, that I brought Grant was out there with me already, and brought him along, and, you know, brought my whole package. And, you know, we were already rolling pretty good. So the way they went about it and let us do our deal, it worked out great. And 2018 seemed like it was easy. You know, it's never easy because we weren't expecting to do that. 2019 was the tough one because we had to try to back it up and prove that it wasn't right. A fluke.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Man, you really been clicking off a lot of wins here as of lately. In 2020, you had 15 wins. 2019, 18 wins. 2018, you had 11 wins. It's got to feel good knowing that you can go in and win double digits every year that you race.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you got the confidence of doing it, but it's still the ups and downs of the sport where, you know, it's tough trying to back up your years, but you just keep digging, and as long as you stay focused and keep digging, the wins seem to come.
Yeah. Talk about your new team and how it all came together.
You know, after the Roth deal and everything that happened there, they contacted me immediately before anything even was set in stone, or, you know, we were still trying to figure out what we were going to do. They contacted me immediately, and about the time I figured out what was going to happen, I went and met with them, and you know, it just all fell together fantastically. You know, the shop's only 30 minutes up the road. They're all local from where I live now in Knoxville. And, you know, what they had planned, what they wanted to do and what I wanted to do, you know, I haven't not run a series since micro days. I think so. As soon as I started in Gulf South, I've run for points every single year.
Yeah.
And, I was getting pretty burnt out on it, but, you know, had to, you know, with the Roth deal come along, I still had to, you know, take that Outlaw opportunity. And
sure,
I was pretty burnt out pretty quick. And, you know, I think the worst part of it is just having a house now and kids going to school and Carson doing sports and wanting to race. And so, you know, this deal, the way they want to race and, you know, they still want to put in a good amount of races, but, you know, not wanting to do a series and, just their big plan overall. It was gonna be the perfect deal for me. And then, you know, they ended up turning out to be a great group of people where, you know, Austin Miller, he races too. He's the son, and, you know, we're already the best of friends, and just get along great with everyone, and just having a lot.
Oh.
I mean, I have a point. They don't expect wins. They're just in it for fun, but, you know, they want to do the best they can, so it turned into be a great deal. And you know, the TRD deal, I've been in touch with them for a long time, and you know, they contacted us after we ran a few nights and told me they still wanted to do something. So we sat down and talked our plans with them, and that kind of worked out perfect for them because they don't really want to run a series yet either until these things are developed. And
right.
You know, it's just crazy how everything came together so quick.
Yeah. So is the plans this year to just run an Outlaw schedule, just do whatever you want to do this year so you don't have to run for points? Or what's the plans this year?
yeah, we're just jumping around. Just like, you know, like I said, we planned on going to Ohio to, you know, run some more 410 shows, and the weather just looked horrible, and we all wanted to go race, and I-30 looked like it was guaranteed to race. The weather looked great, so we changed engines and ran down there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Aaron, I sure appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Man, I just got to tell you, and I'm not blowing smoke up your butt telling you this, but whenever I know that you're racing, I make sure that I've got my TV on that race, because I just love your style. And I know you've heard me say this, but you know what I like about you? You're not afraid to wear the black hat, man. You're that kind of guy that you're kind of like a true outlaw. And I think that's what I respect the most about you. Do you feel that way yourself?
I mean, it seems like I'm definitely wearing a black hat, but you know, I'm out here to make a living for my family, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen Carson. How old is he now?
He's 8 and Riley's 5.
Oh my God, I can't believe he's 8 years old. So is he about ready to start his racing career?
Well, he's raced a little bit the last 2 years. I think 19 he ran a couple races, and then 2020 he ran about 8 or 9, and he got a win, and he happened to win on, we were in Fremont for the last All-Star show, so there'd be the championship race, and you know, we could still lose it at the time, so Shelby came because she wanted to be there for that. We had some friends of ours take him racing, and we won at Fremont, got the title, and then he won his first race. Neither me and Shelby didn't get to see his first win, but oh, it was still kind of cool how it played out.
That had to be a real bummer not to see the first win, though, didn't it?
It was, but we were all standing around watching race monitor, jumping up and down, screaming. So it was kind of cool the way it played out. I'd have liked to have been there to actually watch it, but it was still pretty cool.
Does he drive like his dad a little bit? Is he fierce when he gets out there in the race car like his dad?
He does pretty good. He's ready to get in a faster car so he can run the top, he keeps saying. He struggles with running the bottom.
That's unbelievable. I remember when he was born, man. That was such a long time ago. I'm so happy for you that everything's working in the right direction for you, man. And I'm so happy that everything is working out for you with the new team. Go get him this year. We'll keep an eye on you. And if you pick up another big win, we hope to have you back here on Mostly Motorsports, Aaron.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. There you have it. Aaron Reitzel joining us here on Mostly Motorsports. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the owner of Power Eye and Lake Ozark Speedway, Kenny Brown, joins us next here on Mostly Motorsports.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod End Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod End Supply has an assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod End Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodendsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Jarrett Specialty Sportswear, in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back. It's Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the show. Man, we've been just getting really good numbers here as of late. A lot of downloads, a lot of people tuning into the show. It just keeps ramping up every month. We get more and more downloads, and we are so happy that people are listening to Mostly Motorsports. Again, it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. And joining us now on the show is a friend of the Race Boys, Kenny Brown. How you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you guys?
Oh, just living the dream. Unfortunately, Mother Nature isn't going to allow you to get your race in this weekend, huh?
No. You know, unfortunately, we've seen it coming, but we wanted to wait till it actually hit, and it hit yesterday. Now the temperature's dropped, and yeah, we were already close to being, you know, pretty wet from last week from all the rain, and we were just getting close to drying out. We knew once this hit, it would put us over the edge. You know, unfortunately, it's only March right now. We were hoping to get some early April stuff in, but, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot in April.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
yeah, you know, and the way your pits are laid out, man, if it gets really wet down there, you don't want to, first of all, you don't want to run your pits by having a bunch of rigs go there and just tear it up, right? And plus,
no, we don't.
You don't want to have a rough racetrack out there and tear up a bunch of cars either, because you know that nobody likes a rough racetrack. So I'm sure that all came into play, didn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Yes, yeah. It did. You know, plus, we spent a lot of time getting the track ready for this year. We bladed it down to make it nice and smooth, and then we worked it back up, sheep's footed it, packed it, and really, we just, you know, if we were to go out there, we might do more damage. And plus, running around for 2 days in a tractor with diesel fuel the way it is, and knowing if I could get it dried out, it wasn't worth the risk.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So is there a makeup date? Are you going to try to make up this race, the original winged PowerEye 410 Outlaw Sprint League race. Are you going to try to reschedule that race? When would
that
be?
We're going to look at our schedule, but right now we've got them back on the docket, you know, at the end of the month. So we'll be right back in there. It's not easy to plug it in with the schedule we got. We're pretty slammed.
Yeah.
Like next week, you know, we've got practice there. We might be able to move it to then, but unfortunately we're running – we've got the midgets at I-55 as well, so
yeah,
it's kind of tough, you know. And the next weekend we're at US 36 and back to the lake with the Outlaws, and then with the new extreme group running non-wings with us. So we're pretty slammed to try and make rain outside. It's going to be tough, you know.
Yeah, it's always tough to make up some dates, especially when you have a busy schedule like you've got right there. I want to talk to you a little bit about US 36 Raceway up in Osborne, Missouri. The PowerEye Outlaw and the War Sprints will be racing up there that weekend. And then are you going to be running the non-wing sprints as well up there that weekend?
That's it with the at US 36.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah. That should be a great show, man. That place produces some pretty good racing up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like you. You know, the last time we ran there as a sanctioning body was with our midgets, and that was several years ago. But now, you know, we'd like to get back in there a little bit with the non-wing stuff too, you know, and or the 410 wing.
Yeah. Kenny, I want to get with you on this tire deal, man. We've been talking about it for several days, and I know that your midget series, you've decided to go with a one tire rule. How do you think we're going to get really desperate this summer? I talk about it quite a bit about July and August when we really get into the heat of summer and some tracks take a little rubber or whatnot and we burn up a lot more tires. Could we get into a situation where we could run out of tires this summer, you think?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm pretty close to Hoosier because we actually our other company, KBR Performance, is a dealer, and we service all the midgets and micros and also the non-wing and the wing. Donnie Cooper does it down at the lake for us.
Good guy.
But honestly, I can tell you we are in a tire crunch. Let me just think here. I took 100 tires with me last weekend between the midgets and the micros down to Oklahoma City. I didn't even get in the pits, and I could have sold out. I could have sold them all before I even stopped the truck. But let's just put it this way. By the second night, I think I had 10 tires left. And when I took off to come home Sunday, I had no tires left.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Tommy Hahn a little bit earlier today, and he thinks that there's going to be one universal tire that Hoosier might make that suits everybody. Do you see that coming?
Well, it could be for the sprint cars especially.
Yeah,
You know, the two, you know, obviously the two biggest midget sanctioning bodies, USAC and myself, and now Extreme, of course, they've just got a handful of races. We're already, you know, when I was working with them on their rules, we stuck with our tire, which is an SP23, or 3, and that's we run the same tires as USAC. So there's nothing to change on the midget size. Really where it's to change would be in the sprint cars because we're all damn close to running the medium tires or the H15, whatever, you know. The 305's got a different tire. I believe ASCS has a different right rear.
Yep.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think they do. But it could get that way on sprint car tires. It really could.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just a nervous time when it comes to this department when you're talking about tires right now. I'm just a little nervous about what's going to happen for my sprint cars.
Well, you know what? When you say a little bit nervous, we should be nervous. They are struggling.
Right. Yeah.
They don't have all the synthetics and the right compounds. They're having problems getting to make the tires. I don't believe, you know, they got into a manpower crunch just like everyone else is right now trying to get people to work.
Yeah.
Having said that, the other challenge is they had the Hoosier factory up in Indiana, which I go to once a year to sit down and meet with them. They had what is that big company? The one with the arrow, you know, you order stuff from.
Oh, do you know who he's talking about, Austin?
Say that again.
Amazon.
Amazon. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So Amazon built a plant right next to Hoosier in Indiana up north, and they're paying $25 an hour for labor. So okay. That kind of cut the legs out from the Hoosiers. So that was one of their challenges. The other challenge is just getting the raw material. And it's not just tires. Like, you know, they're having problem getting Dokal tubing. We're having problem getting aluminum for chromoly for the Nerf bars.
Oh, boy.
It's not just them. It's everyone. So right now, yes, there is a tire crunch, and that's why we may, you know, we're going to the one tire per event, which, you know, they've also increased their tire cost astronomically. Just to give you an example, a right rear last year was $185. Today it's $207.
Wow.
And 3 years ago it was $145. So
that's crazy. You
know, now you add that coupled with the cost of diesel on the highway at $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
It took us $800 to get to Oklahoma from St. Louis.
Let me tell you something. I picked a good time to get off the road.
Honestly, gasoline's not bad, and it seems to be that you get gouged higher prices when you're on the interstate. If you pull off and go into town, you know, like St. Louis and Oklahoma are not badly priced Missouri for gasoline. It really isn't. I mean, the $3.50, $4 area versus diesel, which is really confusing because diesel is the raw fuel.
Yeah.
When gas prices are down, diesel's less than gasoline.
It's always blown my mind that diesel is more than gas. It should never be.
And it shouldn't be because that's junk fuel, you know?
Right. It's the bottom of the barrel stuff, right?
Yeah. Kind of like the hot dogs of fuel, ain't it?
It is. It really is. And I just don't understand it. And unfortunately, I'm not going to get into politics because that's not what we do here on the show, but it's just the cost of the fuel drives up everything at the grocery store, wherever you go. It just drives up the cost of everything.
It does. And then there's a lot of price gouging. Again, we're getting into politics, but you know, Tyson released their profit for last year. They made $12 billion. So do you think pork needs to go up, or do you think Tyson needs to give up some of their revenue?
Yeah, right. It just depends on which side of the fence you're on when you talk about that right there. Kenny, talk about Lake Ozark Speedway. It's one of our favorite tracks that we like to go to. You've always supported open wheel racing. You've done it for years. You're all in when it comes to open wheel racing. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen down there this year at Lake Ozark Speedway.
Well, you know, we're working hard on the 410. And you know, for like the last 3 years, we've been working on trying to grow the 305 class, the Race Saver class, yep. And that one's coming along. And we kind of had to make a decision whether to run the 360s, the 410s, or what. And it looked best for us to go with like 8 to 10 410 wings, bring in ASCS on our specials, like, you know, working with them on Memorial Day, Labor Day. I still want to run the 360s. I just can't do it weekly.
Right.
And then we're focusing really hard on our local classes, which is the Midwest Mods. You know, we sanctioned them this year, our pure stocks, and then also our super stocks, which are going really well. We're up to like 19, 20 tracks that are running all three of those divisions.
And, great.
You know, it also helps us at the racetrack. Then bringing in Extreme with our War Series, and then also we got the Outlaws next weekend. So
yeah,
we've got a great schedule laid out. Now we just need Mother Nature to cooperate a little.
That's going to be a good partnership between you and the Extreme Series too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the thing is, they can't run as many races as we can because they're trying to couple it in with either their late model or their wing sprint cars. And you know, when you look at our 410 schedule, there's a large gap in there because the Outlaws are in our area at US 36. They're in Iowa. They're at the lake. They're at Peavey. Well, that's all within a 4-hour distance of where we're at. So you can't really run you know, I can't really run the 410 wings at the lake or around the area when they're here, because I don't want to jeopardize giving the people opportunity to go race their car with them, or the fan loss you can experience.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you've always been pretty heady about everything that goes on in this business, and I think that I think everything that you're doing with the new 410 series and everything you do with all your racing leagues, I think it's all going to work out pretty well this summer. How do you manage everything is what I want to know, Kenny. You've got a bunch of good people working for you. I know a lot of the guys that do your broadcasts and stuff for you. You've got a great group of people that work for you.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we started 2005 doing this, and I had a vision, and really the vision is still there, and we continue to grow. But at the end of the day, whether it's the Lake Ozarks or any track I run or operate or any series, it's really all about the people that we're able to get on board with us. And I think, you know, from running the businesses you run, you know, we have some very, very good people that are loyal and have been with us for a long time. We don't have a lot of turnover because a lot of this is weekend stuff, but the people that do work full time for us stay with us. And I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the people. Let's put it that way. You surround yourself with good people. That's what your goal is, right?
Yep. You got to do that, because you know what I've always done, Kenny? I've always surrounded myself with people that are smarter than me.
Oh, well, I can definitely say there's a lot more people smarter than me, especially when it comes to the technical stuff. Now, running races and how to get things done, that's my expertise, but I put them guys around me and we look like heroes.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Oh, and I've got Kirk Elliott. He's been with me for 23 years, and he's a lot smarter than me. I've got Austin O'Neill. He's 18 years old, and that kid is smarter than he's just smart. Let me just say, he's worked out really well for us here at Racing Boys. So, Kenny, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the show. We love talking to you. We hope to have you on from time to time to talk about everything that's Power Eye. Thanks again for joining us on the show. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you this weekend, but we're looking forward to seeing all the Power Eye racing that's going to happen around here in the Midwest. We're looking forward to it.
Yep, thank you, man. You guys have a great day, and thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. All right, there you have it. Kenny Brown joining us here on Mostly Motorsports. You got any thoughts there, Austin?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't realize that, or I didn't know that the Amazon warehouse was built next to a Hoosier plant.
And then they stole all their employees away because they paid them $24-$25 an hour.
Jeez, I mean, Hoosier's just, I don't want to say they're falling apart right now, but they're struggling. But
well, I think, you know, listen, man, it's hard to find people that want to work.
Oh, I know.
It's terrible.
It's, yeah.
Dare I say this without pissing anybody off, right? But I think when everybody was off for 3 months and there wasn't any work going on, I think people got lazy.
Oh, then the checks come in, too.
I don't want to talk politics.
We don't, nope. But
we don't want to talk politics,
nope.
But you know, that there's some truth to that.
It definitely changed the outlook of employment for the future.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, gosh, man, that was a pretty good show. Aaron Reitzel, he brought it today. I'm excited to see his boy Carson race. Do you know his son, Carson?
I didn't know he had kids.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope, didn't know.
Yeah, well, you know, Riley wasn't around much when I was hanging around Aaron, but his son Carson was, and, man, that boy is a hoot, man. I got a feeling, I'll just say it right now, he might be better than his dad someday.
Well, he has a good teacher, so
yeah,
teacher and a little bit of talent, and you might be better.
Well,
they, usually second round is, I hate to say, but sometimes second round is always better than the first round.
Do you ever feel like, I'm going to ask you a personal question here. Do you ever feel like, because your dad is such a legend around here, right? Do you ever feel the pressure on you personally as a driver because your dad was such an accomplished racer here at the local level? Do you ever feel that, Austin? Tell me the truth.
Well, pressure of like I could say like the fans or people that
your dad's fans followed you, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's yes, 100%. Like let's say his fans and people that are his peers.
Yeah.
I don't feel pressure from them. Just from like him. I mean,
the more you get more pressure from dad than you do anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. One, when I raced Lakeside, we went out there and we expected to win every race. And it's the same with the sprint car, but, you know, we took on a different role at the sprint car. So some of the expectations, they're the same, but they're a little different. So, and also, I mean, I run a sprint car. Nobody knows really what my last name means. And, you know, I get to kind of do whatever I want. And
yeah, because your dad
my own
was
path.
A sheet metal racer.
Yeah,
his whole life.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I can just...
Only when you go to, like, someplace like US 36 or Lakeside or maybe I-70 Speedway, do you sense the people that really followed your dad, right?
Yeah, I mean, they just expect to kind of see, you know, the same. And, you know, I've kind of proven that, you know, I'm just kind of like them. You know, it didn't fully fall far from the tree, and, you know, we've had good runs, and... it'll be really interesting to see what it'll be like going back to I-70 this year. I might have something planned for that weekend, maybe something different, but we'll see. We never know.
All right. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Man, we've been carrying a pretty good number here in the last couple of days, haven't we?
I know. I think they're excited to see
the
me
The downloads
back.
Have been astronomical. You know, we chart it, right? We chart up. Each month, how many downloads? And we're increasing monthly by about 300-400 every month, aren't we, on the downloads?
Yeah. Well, you look at our first month, our first show is, I believe, January 10th at the Chili Bowl, and we're starting April 1st tomorrow. And, you know, we're almost two times to three times the downloads we had that first month.
Yeah.
You know, we're growing, and we have, you know,
it's
great plans,
man,
for the future.
Man, I'm so happy about the way everything's going here at Mostly Motorsports. Again, it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We want to thank our guest today, Aaron Reitzel, three-time All-Star Circuit of Champion and the 2015 Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour Champion. He picked up the win last weekend down at Little Rock with the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour on Saturday night. It was a big win for him. It was a great race between him and Blake Hahn at one point during that race. We also want to thank Kenny Brown, the owner of Lake Ozark Speedway and Power Eye, for coming on the show and talking about not only about his series, but about tires and where we're going to be at this summer. It doesn't sound good. That's all I can tell you. Kenny Brown knows a thing or two about a thing or two, and I'm not sure that we're going to have enough tires to get through the summer. Isn't that what you took out of that conversation?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying the past couple of days too, and yeah. You know, it's just it's going to be a long, long year.
Long, expensive year.
Man, I'm glad I bought 30 tires from Brown when I did.
So you've got 30.
Oh, I got 30 like brand new ones.
You better buy 30 more whenever you get a chance.
Well, they've been here since January of 2019. They've been just sitting there resting. So I got plenty.
Do
for
they
a
dry
while.
Up when they're sitting there that long?
No, I ran them for. I pulled one from the pile last year and ran it and ran just fine. I just keep them cool in the shop and out of sunlight.
John Lee just chimed in on the show. He said, "I missed all Kenny Brown Lake Ozark Speedway Saturday. No, it's been canceled, John. Sorry about that, but I know you wanted to go down there just like everybody else. But man, we are bummed out that race isn't going to happen. I was looking forward to that 410 race down there."
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this series has in store. You know, it's going to pull some big names in at certain times and should put on a pretty good show.
Yeah, you won't see any of the Outlaws over there, though.
No, I mean like big names that are from like the regional.
Around this region, yeah, for sure. All right, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll start at 12 noon Central Time. We hope that you join us, me and Austin O'Neill. Thanks again for everybody tuning in. And we will do it again tomorrow. It's Mostly Motorsports, and it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Central Time, right here on Mostly Motorsports. We'll be right back.
main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.